Oh, wow.
Go ahead, Tim.
All right, Kenny. Well, I guess it's me and you and a few others. So how do you approach these final two games, obviously realizing there's still some fluidity in the standings, but what are your overall objectives?
Yeah, I mean, compete. We're worried about ourselves. I think that's, you know, just continue that process that we've been doing all year, you know. You know, and I think, you know, we got to be conscious of health and, you know, keeping everybody healthy too. I think that's important considering where we are. You know, compete, play to win. You know, another test against a really good team.
How much are you watching below you, above you, and the fluidity?
Not really, because I don't understand it all. So that's the main reason. Like, it's like, man, we got enough on our plate with the Cavs. So obviously focused on the Hawks. Great. I do know there's greater possibility of playing them. So we've been able to lock in a little bit. And, you know, these two games help. So really just prepping for them, you know, the other games. Not really worried about those scenarios. Can't control it.
I know every coach would love to break down more film and a little more practice, but how comfortable are you with where the team is right now with postseason just around the corner?
I just love we're getting healthier and healthier. You know, that was the goal. Get into the playoffs as healthy as possible. You know, just having Dean back has been great. You know, it looks like Jalen's going to be back. You know, just real welcome, you know, kind of situation where we're feeling healthy. That's the key to this, you know, this playoff run we're about to go on.
Anything that still gnaws at you as far as X's and O's around the floor that, well, like I said, coaches will look at film all day.
Want to break out the list.
But, is there primary concern?
Yeah, just sometimes, you know, our transition defense isn't always on point, which we feel a little, our communication was better. Again, great. These guys test you, right? That's their mantra. They want to wear you down in transition. So that would be, if I gave you one, that would be the one we gotta keep improving.
And Kenny, with you guys going four smalls and one big tonight with Harden and Mobley out there tonight, is tonight an opportunity to maybe experiment some little more different guys who are smaller with those two guys out there going 4-1?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Only one big. But, you know, we got Larry, too. You know, we got Larry. So we could look at some small ball stuff, you know, without those two. You know, so, but I'm going to have to read the game, feel the game with that.
Hey, Kenny, with having Nick Dennis, Don, and James, be able to run pick and rolls in the middle of the floor, side pick and rolls, and empty side as well, kind of be in conflict. Yeah. Who do I help off of? Who do I come to? How happy knowing you have those options come playoff time?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We got three great pick and roll players. We got shooting on the other side, so they got to worry about the roll, and, you know, that's how we get to, you know, we hit the roll. We got great threats at the rim, and then if they pull in, I'll say offensively, though, we have to continue to, you know, read the rim, right? And sometimes we'll try to force it in there. Sometimes you got to make that kick pass to the open shooter. So it's another thing we're working on for the playoffs, just making those reads out of the pick and roll.
And Evan in that short roll, too.
Yeah,
dangerous.
I mean, he's great. I mean, because he's an excellent decision maker. He's got the rim presence, and then we all know he's pretty good passer.
Does the fact that you might play the Hawks in a week factor in at all to let's see how this lineup does against this or whatever?
Oh, you know, for sure.
Tonight's approach.
For sure. I think we want to look at things. Lineups, I think we're going to look at different coverages. Put different guys, matchups, put different guys on different guys to see what works, what could potentially work. So yeah, definitely that's on the agenda, last game and this game. A little bit of experimenting too.
Kenny, you mentioned on Wednesday night, Atlanta's so different than when you saw them in November. So now, having seen them in person on Wednesday night, what really stood out for you as far as what's different now than what they were early?
Yeah, I mean, nothing really surprised me. Confirmed that they're, have been playing great basketball. You know, it's one of the hottest teams in the league. I know they got down against us, but, shows their toughness as a group, their resiliency. CJ gives them it's like us having Donovan and James. You got another guy besides Alexander Walker that can make plays. It makes the guard, makes our, really tests our defense. Obviously Jalen too. So they got kind of a three-headed monster on offense. Knowing CJ throughout the years, and Alexander Walker's playing as good as anybody in the league, quite honestly. So didn't surprise me, how well they played.
Last question. Yeah. Kenny, you brought in Keon and Dennis, of course, James. So you know what it's like to bring guys in midseason. How challenging is that when you look at the Atlanta side of it? I mean, they were busy at the deadline, and yet to kind of turn it off, not turn it around, but necessarily get on that hot streak with new guys in the system.
I think it helps when they're vets, right? CJ's a vet. JK is a vet now. He's not a second-year player anymore. He's a guy that's been in the league, been in a great program. They make great additions. Those guys know how to play basketball. When you trade for a young guy, it's harder. They're not used to adapting as quickly as maybe a vet.
Okay, let's go wrap.
All right.